I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Well, you know who has really good timing is the guy who's being covered up by the chat right now. Welcome to our TSB podcast, Oregon versus Colorado postgame show, is a thing we're doing now. And we're on Twitch, and we're also doing this as a podcast, and it might be a thing we do every week now. So thank you for watching us and listening to us. The watching has to be a huge disappointment, but you know, whatever.
I don't know about post game next week, drunk UW night game at that might be rough post game.
Yeah. So. Yeah, my plan next week is to go up to Portland and visit with buddies and do a bar crawl during that day. So that Twitch stream might be a mess. We'll see. By the way, I'm Alex at TSB Pod. That's Ski at TSB Ski. That's King at Jeromney. King, say something.
Someone just called me a miserable cunt on Twitter.
That's about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said the game was boring.
The game was boring.
The game was boring.
No. A perfect game to start our jaunt into the Twitch sphere, by the way, is Oregon and Colorado. So let's see. By the way, I do see people in chat. Thank you for actually watching. This is amazing. We sort of started this. I figured out that I could do it for the podcast as well, so we might as well. And we didn't actually expect anybody to actually watch, so it's very cool. Do put messages in chat, and we'll read them and respond to them. So thank you very much. So we already got a response from Rad Mountain Wanderer asking to see dick print. So, King, you want to handle
that? No.
King, you want to handle that?
It's too cold.
Wait, you're supposed to wear your joggers when it's cold, right?
Yeah, no, exactly.
Fair enough.
Well, were you in the pool? Yeah, by the way, see at Jeromney for that. So, you know, again, Oregon, a very easy 49-10 win over Colorado. It is what you guys picked in terms of the spread on the Thursday podcast, not what I picked. See, I expect it to happen what has happened in all of the Oregon games, which is that Oregon would get a huge lead, and then they put the backups in, and then the backups would give up like two or three garbage touchdowns. But that didn't happen today because Colorado can't snap the football. So,
Backups came in a little late, too, for that backdoor cover.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So my big takeaway from this game, and it happened like three times in the first half, is that, well, first of all, like Bo Nix is still Bo Nix. Like the Bo-genda is strong.
The Bo-genda in Bovember, baby. Let's go. Let's go. Don't let Eric Nemec see any of these stats, though. Okay. Whatever you do, do not let Nemec see that Bo Nix is good, because apparently that is a contentious point.
Rad Mountain Wanderer also saying, can we get a Nemec cameo on this podcast? No.
Oh, I would love it. Oh,
no.
I would.
All right. You reach out. You reach out to him, and we'll see if he'll join us, and he can.
I can't remember if he said I make his eyes burn or his eyes bleed, but either way, I don't think he likes my quarterback takes.
Now here's my question: is it the quarterback take or is it your face? Did he see the dick print and was like,
no, my face is understandable.
It's like, my eyes.
But Jesus Christ, man! Like Bo Nix is leading the country in total touchdowns. Like, get over it, dude.
Yeah, and
stop hitting me with 2021 Justin Herbert stats, Nemec.
Well, did you? They showed the little picture of it with the three Oregon quarterbacks to catch a TD, throw one, and rush one. Who was missing from that picture of the three guys? It was Joey Marcus and Bo Nix.
Yep.
There was no Herbo.
I didn't see a Herbo.
In that image. Nope.
I didn't see a Herbo. Did you see a Herbo?
I didn't see a Herbo. By the way, Bo Nix so good today that he convinced an official to call a defensive penalty. Like the refs were going to call a false start on Oregon. He went up to the white hat and was like, no, they were They were trying to get us to move, and they got us to move. It's a penalty on them. And then the ref is like, oh, yeah, you know, maybe I should talk about that. And then they talked about it as a group and called the penalty on Colorado. The Bo-genda is strong.
I love how they called it a disconcerting hand motion. I've never heard of that. I'm sure that's the correct call. I've just never heard disconcerting hand motions.
We're doing video now, man. We can't be bringing disconcerting hand motions into this.
I talk with my hands. I know all about it.
By the way, Booble says backdoor cover was my name in high school.
The refs did come with a makeup call on that targeting on Hill, though. So
they sure did. Yeah. Well, I mean, a couple of those hits, like the hit by Hill was a targeting. Like it was. Like he made. It's a defenseless player. Like any wide receiver catching a pass is a defenseless player. And if you hit him with your head to his head, you're gonna get ejected. He didn't have to do it. It was stupid.
It just cracked me up. Rod Gilmore going through it. That's not targeting. That's not targeting. You have to launch to be targeting. There was no launch. Oh, I see a crouch. Maybe a squat. Let's call it a scrouch. Definitely targeting. And then when that hit on Bucky, hit him like a missile. Definitely not targeting. What is going on?
That guy just talks. He just talks to talk. Like he has no. There's no agenda. There's no like logic or anything that he's actually talking about. He just needs to fill the air and just says whatever random dumb crap comes in his head. It's unbelievable. Like the amount of crap that he says that is nonsensical, that doesn't have anything. Like he talked in the first half, all he talked about was the wind being at Colorado's back on pass plays. Like, what are you talking about, dude? Like, that doesn't make any difference whatsoever. And then, by the way, Colorado then comes out and like throws a deep ball for a touchdown. It's like, what?
I missed my little window to get in here and say it, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Oh, sure.
Rod Gilmore has a no agenda.
A no agenda?
Yeah, he said he has no agenda. He's got a no agenda.
Oh, Jesus.
I said I missed the window, but I had to get it in. We're trying to get Bo-genda stamped on people's brains. So.
No, I'm with it. That's the national brand marketing campaign for the Ducks to get for Knicks and the Heisman. It's the Bo-genda.
Doesn't eat Bo-vember as well.
If I see Bo-vember on a U of O account, I'm going to flip my shit.
Yeah, trademark. Trademark. By the way, we have said it on Twitch. We have said it on a podcast. That is trademark. Send it to Congress, the Library of Congress. So Knicks, by the way, let's see, finish the day. I had a stats here. Oh, there they are. Finish the day 20 of 24, 274 yards, 2 touchdown passes, also caught a touchdown, and 9 rushes for 16 yards and 2 touchdowns. So only 5 touchdowns this week. Which he probably against Colorado should have 8, so he's slacking.
Light day rushing for him too. He didn't really pull down and run at all.
16 yards, what a bum. Yeah, Bucky, by the way, Bucky over 100 yards for the first time in a long time, it feels like.
Well, he had what, 65 on that run?
He did.
Did you guys hear that Bucky anecdote about being called Bucko?
Bucko.
A PJ Fleck, my God, dude. Call him what he wants to be called. No one cares about a mascot in Madison, Wisconsin. You're not even real rival. I know they play for like Paul Bunyan's axe. No one outside of those states cares. Fake rivalry. Call him Bucky. Dad nicknamed him Bucky. Call him Bucky.
Is there a bigger charlatan of a coach than PJ Fleck on top of it?
The charlatan today. Watching him today after they won and his wife like hugging him on the field, which is perfectly fine, whatever, it's normal. I just kept thinking about when he wanted to get like interviewed in Oregon and all the stories were coming out about his wife being like an ex-stripper or something. And just tons.
Yeah,
2018. Fine. That was fun. That was
fun. Booble bringing in U of Bo, by the way. I appreciate that.
Ooh.
I appreciate that.
That's good.
I appreciate that.
Add it to the hashtag train at the end.
Okay, yep, so I am going to steal that, by the way, Booble.
Oh, yeah.
I probably won't attribute it to you either.
That's what you get it for putting in our chat. That is ours now. That's how that works. So the other big takeaway from this game for me was that the fact that Kenny Dillingham is just, like, trolling people now. Like, it's official. It's like it's 3 weeks in a row. You know, he had the spread formation against Chip. He had the fake injury against Cal. He had the – and then today, I mean, a touchdown pass to a backup offensive tackle, a touchdown pass to a quarterback, and a touchdown run by a linebacker in the first half. I mean, all right. It seems rude doing it to Colorado, but, like, you know, it sort of makes sense because we're talking about a offensive coordinator who's like under 35 and grew up in meme and troll culture, if that makes any sense. So I don't know.
I don't know if it's necessarily trolling.
He's very disrespectful.
This is the game to unload any kind of weird play you have.
That first quarter was disrespectful.
It was.
And they throttled it down to first gear and it was boring. I'm a miserable cunt. I get it.
Jesus.
You can say that on. What are we on? Slack?
Slack. Might as well be, I guess. Hey, did you guys know Seven McGee left the team?
Yeah.
Yeah. I sort of remember seeing that on, like, Twitter earlier this week and then completely forgetting about it. Like, I think it happened before we did the podcast, right, on Thursday? And we didn't talk about it at all. And so I was just like, I guess he's been such a non-factor this year that it just sort of slipped my mind. Is that a big deal?
He was returning stuff, which you like a sure-handed returner. Outside in the offense, though, it's a non-factor.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, barring injuries, I guess.
Like, they made an effort to get Hudson the ball in the first half, it seemed like. So, because I was getting the feeling, like, you saw it with Seven, and then that's why Seven eventually left, that he was tired of not getting the football because there are so many better players ahead of him who are getting the football. And then Hudson, I feel like the Oregon coaches noticed that he had been frustrated in the last couple games. So, you know, that drop aside last week, the last couple games, they've, like, really made an effort to make sure he gets touches. And he should. He's fast.
I don't think Seven necessarily left because of lack of touches. From what I remember, what I was reading was he had some, like, family shit going on.
I say this respectfully. If you look into his background, he always has family shit going on. Some people just live in chaotic upbringings. He does. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But after the UCLA game, I didn't think he was going to transfer, like, the week after, but he had an awful decision to return a kick like 9 yards deep in the second quarter. Then they buried him for the rest of the game. And then the cameras caught him after the game while everyone's celebrating. And he's, like, sulking on the bench with a towel over his head. At that point, it was like, he's a portal guy. I didn't think it would be the next week, but it's like, he's a portal guy.
Are you guys surprised Cardwell hasn't hit it yet?
I don't think it matters for him because he hasn't really played this year, but he will be.
Yeah.
Like that Lanning quote a couple weeks ago, he was like, he's healthy enough. But is he healthy enough for him to play? It's kind of telling. We're like, he could, but he doesn't want to. And also his mom. Whoa. Those tweets.
Oh. Problematic, would you call it?
Very much, yes.
Yeah.
She's wearing those Kyries.
It is sort of interesting what he's waiting for. Like, because you might as well get the process started, I guess. I mean, because there's no chance he's going to play for Oregon again. So, I mean,
my guess would probably just be school stuff. Just knock out a full semester. And
yeah, okay.
Yeah, much closer to graduating.
That's true. We got, like, the winter break coming up here. So, yeah, okay.
Well, didn't they just make the rule for the new, like, transfer window?
That is very confusing to everybody, apparently.
I don't know if you could technically transfer yet or if you could only do it in that like 3 week month window at the after the season. So if that's the case, then it sounds like Seven just left the school. He hasn't necessarily transferred then, right?
Nutian saying, get the NIL bag the rest of the year. I wonder. Like, because coming into the year, he was the starting running back for sure. And so I wonder how much of that he actually got, like, coming into the year. Huh. Who knows? Who knows? Because you're never going to find any of that information out from any of them.
No. Once you get the bag, then you can just leave and take it, right? I mean,
for sure. No, bounce. Yeah.
Bounce. Take it and bounce.
That's why these companies who are giving these deals are idiots. Do you guys remember, a little trivia, and we can put this to chat too, do you remember the last time Oregon kicked a field goal? As we lose King.
The UCLA game they did, right?
It was the UCLA game. So four games, one field goal attempt for the Ducks. One field goal in the last four games. They had a couple of good opportunities to do that today. And just basically were like, nah, we're good. We're a team that goes for it on fourth down now every single time. So do we have a problem with that? Because I wonder, like, Oregon's – like, the schedule gets harder. So, you know, you have Washington next week, you have Utah, then you have Oregon State, and then you have the Pac-12 championship game where you're probably going to need your kicker to make some big kicks. So.
Oh, so you're just saying it as getting Cam Lewis work.
Yeah. No, getting him reps against a team like Colorado. Like, it seems like a no-brainer because they missed.
You didn't need to kick a field goal, though.
They're starting to miss fourth downs. And so, like, they got stopped on, like, two quarterback sneaks today, which is unheard of. But
well, one was on third down, I believe, not the fourth down.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But if this is UW next week, they're kicking the field goal there. We're playing Colorado. It's fourth and, you know, five. Fourth and goal from the five. Go for it. Why the hell not? You're not worried about losing that game. And I don't think Lewis doesn't need reps. He's still kicking extra points. It's about the same thing.
The least I can see of Camden Lewis is the best. I'd never want to see that.
Man.
Frog is the only one that seems to love Camden
Yo,
Lewis.
Yo, he's perfect. So. He's not missed a kick. I'm saying, like, give the credit where it's due. I understand. I understand. You know what this is? This is the same as, like, distrusting the Oregon quarterbacks and distrusting Oregon with a lead. It's like we're trained in our minds that no Oregon kicker is ever going to be reliable and no Oregon lead is ever safe because the last like three or four regimes of head coaches have drilled that into us. And Cam Lewis is good. Oregon is blowing out teams the way they should. I don't know.
I'm not here for Camden Lewis is good.
Okay.
I'll be that guy.
He could be perfect on the season, and I'm still never going to think he's good.
Like Duck Muncher 69 told me, I'm a miserable cunt. What are you going to do?
Please tell me that's an actual handle.
It is not Duck Muncher.
No. Oh, it needs to be. It really does. Hey man, Elon's on that shit now. Like you can name yourself whatever you want. Oh, by the way, if anybody wants to donate like $8, gotta get that check mark.
Please.
No.
Okay.
Right. No.
Okay. Jeez.
Just make a website. We can get verified that way.
Website. No, I think you have to pay now. I think that's part of it.
I do, but.
Yeah, they take away your check mark if you haven't paid them $8. They just want your bank account information, man. I know what he's doing. I know how you become a billionaire in this country. Okay, what else? So we got something in the chat. Real Mountain Wanderer says, speaking of transfers, where does Ty Thompson land? I, of course, wanted to bring him up because it's been a while since he's played. And again, more of the same.
Like, that's easy. Well,
where does Ty Thompson's talent?
Arizona State.
No.
I didn't hear you, either one of you.
Kenny Dillingham takes Ty Thompson to Arizona State.
Oh, brilliant.
I was going to put his talent more in the Mountain West than a Pac-12 or SEC school.
Well, I mean, the Pac-12 is going to be the Mountain West once USC and UCLA leave, so it doesn't really matter. But yeah, okay. I mean, he's
Mountain West.
He's still not good. It's kind of crazy how he's still not good. It's weird. It's weird. I realize he's got backups in with him and everything like that, and it's sort of like a cheap shot to talk crap about him, but it's, man, it's the same thing every time.
Why bring him in to run those plays that they call for him to? Are they assuming that's like building his confidence with those play calls?
What I didn't understand today was, so on that last possession, third down happens, random Colorado guy makes a nice play, starts dancing. Like, he's dancing, he's celebrating. At that point, oh, they're still playing hard. They're feeling themselves.
Air it out.
Air it out. Let this guy throw. Even if it's a cheap-ass touchdown and for 10 minutes someone thinks you're a dick, they're still playing. Okay. Go at him.
Hey, do something to not have your stat line be 1-for-2 for -8 yards. Get him positive yards at least.
Well, okay, so here's the problem. So, Ski, I hear you. The problem is they...
I see you.
They, yeah, I hear you. I see you. I value you. Just like you, listener. Listener and watcher, viewer, is that what we call him? All right, so the issue is they call easy screens for him, and he's so inaccurate that he throws the ball into a defender or throws the ball into the turf or leads his receiver the wrong way. And so, you know, that they tried to do that with Thornton. The ball got tipped. Thornton caught it anyways like a dummy and then ran backwards 10 yards like a dummy.
Did Thornton get hurt there on that catch, or was that – it kind of looked like maybe just got the wind knocked out of him and landed on the ball.
Yeah, somebody in the chat mentioned that. They were like, did he actually get hurt or was he faking it? I don't remember that play. So
I think he got hit in like the jejunum or something.
Oh, like, know? He landed on the ball or something. Oh, wait, yeah. No.
I think he landed on
yeah,
the ball.
Okay, yeah. The jejunum.
Well, you also I don't think you really tend to fake injuries. Was that the last play of the third quarter too?
Yeah, no.
Say, yeah.
The jejunum.
No, the DB karate chopped him like right in the gut.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Wind knocked out of him. And at altitude, getting the wind knocked out of you on a windy day?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound great.
I'm trying to remember the movie where the guy like could do pressure points to make like to make people orgasm or whatever. What movie was that? I might be imagining that. That's a bad thing to not have anybody with you on in terms of a reference.
Are you thinking of like Orgasmo?
Yeah, maybe that might be it. Booble says Aladdin. I don't think it was Aladdin.
It might have been the Will Smith one. I could see that.
Yeah, Guy Ritchie. Guy Ritchie wrote in the orgasm scene in his Aladdin movie. Oh, man. All right, any other takeaways from this game as we sort of wrap up?
No.
Going forward. I mean,
I hate Tosh, but Christian Gonzalez is going to secure Tosh a second year as DC.
Yeah, yeah. So Gonzalez, oh, my God. Like, the first interception Gonzalez had was fucking phenomenal. Like, the ran with a guy, looked back, turned around, caught the ball, shook the dude, and then, by the way, he scored a touchdown on that play, so, you know, whatever, Pac-12 refs, cool. And then the second one, he was essentially playing safety on that one. Man, he's good. He's so
maybe
good.
Might have been like a deep third drop,
yeah,
where he sat in the zone there and just read.
It's like the one
underneath route.
It's like the one thing Gilmore got right the whole game was the amount of times he said, why are they throwing at Gonzalez? Like, just stop it.
I mean,
like,
yeah. There's plenty of other guys I would attack on the Ducks defense. There's big holes out
all
there.
Them?
Yeah.
All of them. And also, I never noticed. Did Dorlus come back in the game?
He did.
After?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I didn't notice because they couldn't get fucking pressure to save their life.
Yeah, there's a lot of three-step drops, in fairness. And I do not want to give Tosh fairness, but in fairness.
Nutian says Dorlus had a massive tackle in the fourth quarter. Yeah, he came in when like the backups were in, oddly enough. So he like hurt his ankle, got it wrapped up, and then eventually came back in. Like DJ Johnson didn't play today, so that was a thing too. I don't necessarily
Justin
know.
Flo,
yeah, what?
Justin Flo didn't play for like 2.5 quarters. He was pretty much out
Brown,
until the.
I think Brown was in every play in that first half. Yeah. I think.
And then the second
I
half
know that was with Opt out.
Yeah, I was going to say in the second half, Bassa came back, and so Flo was out of the rotation because it was.
I think it was the first quarter. There was like a bad center snap, which Colorado had like 7 of today. And the quarterback fumbles it, and Flo sees it, and he goes in. The quarterback gets it with ease. And because Flo is just an uncontrollable WWE wrestler, he like jumps on the pile, and then for no reason sticks his legs up in the air. He's so weird.
I remember that play too. No one celebrates a routine play more than Justin Flo. Every tackle he gets, he flexes. No, he runs and then does like the quick foot thing and then flexes. It's like, dude.
He did that on like play 2 against Georgia.
Dude.
It was like a 4-yard run and he ran like 12 yards towards the sideline, did that little shuffle, flexed, and then Georgia scored on 8 straight possessions.
Is he bordering on Bowman the Showman level?
he's
creeping up on it, isn't
he's,
there?
He's past him. He's elevated.
He's past him. He went out. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Bowman the Showman ball's overthrown by 40 yards, and he's out there right in the guy's face
at least
saying,
I
shut you down.
At least he would make the occasional play, though. Like, Rashad Bowman was at least, like, a good player. Flo's not good.
All right. Should, in your guys' eyes, I mean, Keith Brown is... He's not nowhere near as athletic as these other guys.
I don't know if I don't know if I like where this is going.
at least he's disciplined because he's not as athletic. At least he's a disciplined linebacker. And I feel like that linebacker core needs a disciplined one in there because there's 3 wild cards out there. They're all just buzzing around. They don't even know where the fuck they're going half the time.
Brown made a fourth down stop in the first half, and so he's starting to make plays the last few weeks. I'll give him that at least. Athletically, he's not even close.
That's a problem. But you have to have that one boring guy that's just the smart guy out there, the one that's just not going to get fooled by
everything. Coach's kid,
a real coach's kid, you know,
first
real gym rat kind of guy.
Last one out. Grinder.
Grinding.
You're saying Oregon needs a white linebacker. Is that what you're
saying?
They need Brent Haberle.
Only with the 1990s white linebacker.
We're all think of Haberle. That's fantastic. Pride of Lebanon, Oregon, Keith Brown, apparently. Keith Brown is Joe Walker in the chat. Joe Walker, another one. Joe Walker. He had a solid NFL career. He was there for like 6 or 7 years, I think, right?
Yeah,
good for him. All right, let's wrap this thing up. We have been going for too long. So Washington up next. Thoughts.
Washington
snuck by Oregon State. Like, boy.
My only take is people can point to the stats and say Michael Penix is great. And Michael Penix is a good football player, but there are way too many games where he throws for 320 on 55 attempts. They're going to score on Oregon because Oregon's secondary is trash. And like Rod Gilmore said, if you run pace, Tosh can't get the plays in half the time on time. So they're going to score. But yeah, I'm not concerned.
Hey, Ski, you a Penix guy or a Penix guy?
Oh, it's definitely Penix.
Definitely Penix. Okay.
Definitely Penix.
Look, we're going into Washington week. We got to say Penix. I'm sorry. Spread it around, Duck fans. It's Penix. Just this week.
Also, my last little thought on the game today. At the very end, announcers have to sell shit. That's what they're doing. They're keeping you engaged. They're lying. It's their job. It's like being a parent. You just lie to your kids.
Oh, sure.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
They're like, Rod Gilmore's highlighting the schedule. Like, oh, that border war against Washington, that in-state rivalry against Oregon State. Always very tough games for the Ducks. We're pretty famously, Oregon never loses to either of them. It's like pretty rare.
Yeah.
What do you guys put that line at right now before it comes out?
Ooh.
Enough.
8.5?
I was going to push it to 10.5.
Yeah. I think the 7-2. I think the 7-2 will mark it down.
They're going to be in the top 25. I would say, yeah. I'd say.
But you might be right. I mean, like, Alabama's like a 14.5 point favorite today against the number 10 team on the road. So
I think the fact that Washington didn't score a lot against Oregon State will hurt the line in that way. Like, I think Oregon's going to be favored by more because of that. But we'll see.
Well,
by the way, Oregon State has a good defense, so it makes sense. Yeah.
So Washington's played – they've only played three road games this year. They lost two and snuck a win by Cal. So I think they're going to take that in consideration. It might be pushed up to two touchdowns too. We'll see.
Wow. Like 13.5?
Sounds 14.5 even. We'll see. We'll see where they want to – which side they want to lay it on. But.
All right, cool. Any closing thoughts before we wrap up? It's weird. This is like a professional thing almost.
Let's go smoke some weed, gents. Celebrate the win.
Drink a beer.
Hey, we got Florida State Miami kicking off right now.
Oh, man. I'm dropping an edible for every seminal touchdown. And Mario, unnecessary timeout.
Alabama LSU scoreless in the first. That's the game that's on my TV. SEC! All right, check this out. So as we wrap up, I got this for you guys. One sec. Since we're doing visual now.
Oh, the Banhammer shirt.
Banhammer! Let's go.
Nice.
Busting out the classic.
That might have been your original MS Paint logo there, King.
It really was.
That's right.
Ooh. Where I got my start.
Get you one. I think 3D might have some in the warehouse. If you want to drop $10 on a Banhammer shirt, I think that still might be a thing.
No, those ones are gone. It's just the street agent shirts, I think.
Oh, okay.
People didn't get that one. People didn't understand the joke.
No, they didn't.
It was very nuanced.
Oh, man. All right. Well, thank you for watching. Thank you for watching and listening, everybody. At TSB Pod, at Jeromny, at TSB Ski. We will see you on Thursday for the podcast, and we also record the movie podcast that day too. So we'll see how that works. We're figuring this out as we're going along. So we'll see how this works for that, and then Saturday against the Huskies. So later, guys.